I hope sanity will prevail and the game of football will be the winner. We've long suffered as a football-loving people of this country by making wrong choices. I hope this time the allegations that we've previously had against our councillors won't come to play, where there have been allegations of vote buying, beer buying. Looking at the personnel that has been put forward, you look at Philip Chiangwa, a successful businessman in his own right, who's been involved in sporting disciplines like boxing. And you have got Trevor Carolus-Jones. His resume is quite impressive. He's a former footballer. He's a former coach, having won the league championship in 1983 as a 27-year-old. You have James Takabada, the 1984 Zimbabwe player of the year, who represented the country at under-20, under-23. In senior level. He's quite knowledgeable about the game. You've got Leslie Gwindi, the first Secretary General of a Zimbabwe Football Club, to go as far as the Africa Champions League. His time as PSL Secretary General was also colorful. The fruits of his vision at Harare City, a bond food, the team won the Chibuku Super Cup last week. Quite an impressive lineup, kid.
Now, looking at all those kind of people, you know, who do you think may end up landing the position?
It's still too early to say, because real campaigning and a realistic picture will be seen when they've been vetted.